Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy, happy Friday. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is not only here, but he has an important traffic update. Greg.
Yeah, we mentioned this a few minutes ago, but it's getting worse. Sky traffic alert. We're talking about Alachua County. I-75 north, pretty much right there at Southwest Williston Road. Had a vehicle crash. Got a couple of lanes blocked. That is beginning to back up. So that may be an area that if you can route around, may be a good idea for a while.
All right. Good stuff there. Yep, happy, happy weekend. 9 o'clock stretch in progress.
Oh, I'm feeling it. Ow.
Give it a big old stretch. That feel better? That's good for you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, did you get to the gym yesterday?
I got to the gym yesterday for a little bit and then actually went home. And I've been, you know, jumping on some house projects this week, trying to get a few things done. So I'm kind of feeling that, too. So, yeah.
Well, the weather's going to be good.
Oh, yes.
Unless you're planning on going to Jamaica.
No.
Tropic weather update brought to you by Radiant Credit Union as we continue to track the latest track of this this storm. Here's where we're at here. Making sure this is the latest. 8 a.m. Okay. You've got maximum sustained winds at 45 miles an hour. The problem is it is moving east-southeast at only 1 mile an hour. So it's just kind of sitting out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And that could be problematic because Melissa is getting very close to Jamaica and is still forecast to become a major hurricane. So that could create problems for the folks there. Its path going any further than that, really, honestly, at this point, is kind of anyone's guess. But we'll continue to monitor and watch it for you. It's what we do. But right now, it is still just a tropical storm. Tropical Storm Melissa, 45-mile-an-hour sustained winds, but really not moving. And it's expected to pick up strength. And then move slowly, start to turn toward the west to some extent, the north-northwest. And then whether it starts to create an issue for us, well, we'll know a lot more by Monday, probably. And we'll keep you posted. It's what we do. And thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. Okay, do you remember that teacher that was caught on videotape? And I think it was No King's rally, where she was mimicking being like taking her finger and her thumb and mimicking basically being shot in the neck.
Right. Did this while somebody drove by that had a Charlie Kirk banner on their truck or something.
Well, and
that was her reaction to it. Yeah.
And apparently, though, other video has surfaced where she did it more than just the one time.
Really?
Yeah, where the truck wasn't necessarily present. She
okay.
That was her little shtick. She thought that, I guess, was cute.
And she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
Wow.
At Nathan Hale Elementary School in Chicago, the principal there, you know, she basically said that, oh, there's been threats against the teacher, but never really came out and said what she did. So the principal is kind of making her look like she, the woman who did the mock shot in the neck, is the victim.
No. That,
somehow she's the victim.
You're an educator. You're a school teacher. No, you're an idiot. That's just tacky.
Megyn Kelly said on her XM, Sirius XM show, well, she said her fat butt needs to be fired. A parent from Nathan Hale Elementary School in Chicago, where Lucy Martinez, that's the teacher in question, remains employed, just forwarded an email to us from the school principal, Ellis Gomez, and this was on a post. This parent is livid that the school is making Martinez out to be a victim without even acknowledging her vile behavior.
Wow.
It's simple. Nathan Hale and Principal Ellis Gomez fire Lucy Martinez for mocking Charlie's murder, and the attention will subside. We will cheer you on. She failed life's pop quiz and has no business being around children.
Yeah.
Nathan Hale Elementary School did not respond yet to any comment.
Wow.
But, yeah, no mention on what the teacher had done.
Uh-huh.
The only thing the principal did was say there were threats against that teacher.
Right. And acting like she's the victim here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Hey, you stir the pot. Those things do happen in this world, and enough of it to go around. So,
some coke and some cane. Yeah, man. Story out of South Florida, man. Now, actually, it is
it's a song. Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And when we talk about cane, we're talking about sugar cane.
Oh, okay.
That sweet, sweet sugar cane. Coca-Cola will be selling soda pop made with cane sugar in the U.S. as the food industry moves to take part in President Donald Trump's efforts to make America healthy again. Maha! Company spokesman told New York Post, starting this fall, the brand will be selling a new 12-ounce single-serve glass bottle in select U.S. markets, offering consumers a classic and timeless way to enjoy their Coca-Cola original taste. Made with U.S. cane sugar.
Nice.
In July, President Donald Trump said Coca-Cola revealed it agreed to begin using cane sugar. I'd like to thank all those in authority of Coca-Cola. This will be a very good move by them. You'll see. It's just better. Per Food and Wine, cane sugar is usually less processed than granulated sugar. Cane sugar is more golden. Its granules are bigger. And it has a little bit more of a molasses taste. It doesn't dissolve as easily as granulated white sugar, and its crystals tend to hold their shape when heated, which can have a big payoff in certain baked goods. All right. In the same month of Trump's announcement, Steak and Shake said it will be offering Coca-Cola with cane sugar in glass bottles starting August 1st. Coca-Cola already uses cane sugar in some of its other beverages and switched to high fructose corn syrup in soft drinks several years ago because it's cheaper, basically. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has called the syrup poison, the corn syrup, saying it's linked to the obesity and diabetes epidemics. If you're going to drink Coca-Cola, drink a Mexican Coke. Because they don't have that in it. That's what he said back then. So, the real stuff.
But isn't it sad you got to go to a second world country to get the real thing that we grew up on?
Well, just like Europe has tougher standards for foods and drinks than we do. And there really isn't a reasonable reason why that should be. These are some of the same companies producing virtually the same products, except they don't put the garbage in the stuff that goes to Europe and other countries. But they have no problem using the food dyes that could be problematic and other things.
I mean, American companies, American citizens, biggest market here, no doubt, for a lot of these products. But, yeah, they go cheap. It's all about profit, I guess, at that point. This doesn't seem right, does it?
No, that's why we're fixing it.
I like it.
That's why Trump's on the case. Making things better. Making America great again. Making America healthier again.
It's so different from the Coke in the last administration.
Yeah. The Hunter? You talk about the Hunter brand?
Yeah, we still know who.
That's finally granulated. Mixes up perfectly in a straw.
I'll bet it does.
9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A lovely day. Lovely day it is shaping up to be, indeed. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Walt Disney Company has suffered some of its worst popularity numbers since 2020, according to a new report, and this has to do with internet search results. Not to be confused with actually people going to the parks. But this is internet searches that are done.
Interesting.
And apparently those searches are way down. Doesn't mean it correlates directly with attendance, but there's a tendency for that to be the case.
Yeah, if you're not looking, you're probably not going.
Exactly. The results are seen in Google's trends analysis, calculates the number of times a topic is searched, and compares this year's trends to previous totals. When applied to major theme parks, of which Disney's various attractions are a huge part of, the numbers show that more than half of the Mouse House's parks have seen a fall in popularity of internet searches. Trend was highlighted by Forbes magazine, which noted that an internet search doesn't necessarily result in a visit to the park. But on the other hand, if fewer people are even searching for a park online, then it certainly means fewer people are interested in that park. In some cases, the Disney parks have seen a large drop-off in searches since 2020. In other cases, just a small drop, and a handful, though, even saw a little bit of an uptick. Magic Kingdom, for instance, suffered a 21% fall in search queries since 2020.
That hurts.
21%.
That's a lot.
I mean, that's...
That's huge.
That's not just a blip. That's clearly a trend.
That's a lot of cheese.
Searches for Walt Disney World fell by an even greater 26%. Disneyland in Anaheim, California, 26% fewer searches there. Disney's worst drop in popular searches online, though, was for Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, which fell by a whopping 51%. And that was followed by Disney's Hollywood Studios, where the Star Wars attraction is located. Searches for that park fell by 43% since 2020. Some of the company's parks experienced a small drop in popularity. Disneyland Tokyo fell by just 2 points, while Disney's Epcot in Florida fell 3. Disneyland Park in Paris, France also fell with 8% fewer searches. Yep, a few Disney parks saw an upturn, the biggest of which was Hong Kong Disneyland with a plus 38 in searches. Next,
wow.
Disneyland Shanghai experienced 29% increase in interest online. Tokyo's Disney Sea also was the happy recipient of a small boost with 6% more in searches. And Disney California Adventure Park was up 4%. So, you know, they've got some issues there with some of their parks that have been around for a while that, I don't know, maybe they need to reconstitute them in some way, or maybe they need to advertise them or promote them different way.
A lot of things they do at the park, I guess, are connected to, you know, the other Disney promotions, productions, movies, you know, those TV shows, that kind of thing. And I wonder if those are down, if that affects, you know, draw to the park.
You mean sort of, you know, the DEI, pro-LGBT sort of agenda, if you will?
The movie sucks, so you're not drawing me in to go to the attraction wrapped around that movie or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to support that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll bet you that is a factor, and it may not, I don't think it's the only one.
Right.
I think part of it, too, could very well have to do with cost.
Oh, it's
especially for families that may have done it. Let's say recently, we're not going to do the Disney thing every year, they would say. We spent plenty last year. You know, maybe we'll go again next year. So that would be a fall off right there, theoretically, of about 50%, you know, if they're going half the time. Yeah, I think cost has got to be a factor.
Sure.
And let's face it, I mean, it is really for the kids. I mean, and you do it for the kids, and you spend this extraordinary amount of money, and if the kids are less than extremely exuberant over it, then you say, okay, well, maybe something that mom and dad might like a little bit more, like, I don't know, hanging out on the beach or in a beach town.
A whole lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot more relaxing. Waiting in line and, you know, paying big bucks for a little cheeseburger or a soda or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember my brother, who I didn't, you know, don't get to see that often, lives out of town, and he brought the town down. I was actually working in Orlando at the time, and you know, I was supposed to see him the next day. I was going to drive, you know, drive over to the park or whatever, meet him somewhere,
right?
Just to say hello, and he called me while I was on the air because I was doing nights, and he's like, yeah, he says, we're out of here. I go, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, we're on the road.
Wow.
I go, you're not supposed to be leaving for a couple more days. And he goes, I just spent so much money. It is just disgusting, and I can't take it, and I got to go.
Wow.
Yeah. And let's just say this is a guy who's done, you know, pretty well for himself. I mean, he retired at, like, 53.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's done all right. He lives right down the street from Joe Biden. He's in Rehoboth Beach over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just because you have money doesn't mean you want to waste it or spend it. So there's that.
I think that's one of the reasons why he was able to retire at 53, because he can be maybe a bit frugal. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Disney being, well, it's a big part of tourism in Florida for sure, and tourism is like one of our top money generators for the state.
Speaking of money generating, I just did a quick look. Disney trip for a family of four can range anywhere from $5,000 for a budget-friendly trip, short one, to over $15,000 for more expensive, longer vacations.
Wow.
So average that out, an easy $10,000 for vacation.
When you consider the alternative of, say, a cruise, the alternative even of if you're going to, I mean, you could go to Europe. Really, for that kind of money. I mean,
absolutely.
You're getting into that kind of territory.
Mm.
So people,
yeah.
I mean, we went to Disney so often back in the day.
Right.
You know, been there, done that kind of thing for me.
Well, we had Six Flags in St. Louis, so that was a summer thing. So, yeah.
Yep. We had grad night. Where was your grad night? Did you have one?
I was actually working my grad night.
Wow.
Yeah.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about upbeat, positive thoughts. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wonderful, wonderful day. Yeah, you need to get out and experience it firsthand. I can't wait to get out the door here personally.
And that has nothing to do with the weather.
What?
You just want to leave.
I love my job, but it is gorgeous out. I love this time of year. Hey, it's 9:36. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And ex-ESPN host Sam Ponder. Remember she married the old quarterback, Florida State. Yeah, that's Sam Ponder. I always thought she did a very credible job on ESPN. But she doesn't work there anymore. I'll explain in a minute. But first, she's blasting out on X an opposing school for allowing a transgender player to compete against her daughter's all-girls team, calling the situation maddening. She took to social media to rant after her daughter's middle school basketball team lost a game to an opposing team that included a boy identifying as a girl. It's happened many times now living in New York City. Yet another basketball game today where my middle school girl's daughter is guarding an obviously naturally born boy in a girls' tournament. The parents cheer while the boy is physical and dominant against the girls. These all-girl teams lose. In a second post, she said to everyone saying, just move. Look, I understand the sentiment. But in my humble opinion, New York City is the greatest American city that has lost its way. I want to fight for truth and love. I don't want to give in to insanity and darkness. This is still America. Okay, I get that. Ponder also clapped back at an ex-user who demanded proof of her claims, saying, I don't need you to believe me. I'm living it. As a wise friend once told me, a tall man feels no need to prove his height. Well, that was clever. Another ex-user drew her ire for claiming that she is engaging in a grift. She said, what's the grift? What's my motivation? I can promise you that I'm not being paid for this honesty, but I have lost millions for it. Then we get to this. Ponder was removed from ESPN in 2024 when she came out against transgender athletes being included in women's sports. In 2025, she blamed extreme LGBTQ plus activists for her firing. She says, I don't think me losing my job was solely because of that, but the timing of it, almost certainly it was. I was told after the fact, privately, that most people at the top of the company did agree with me on the issue, but there's a loud activist group at Disney. Remember, that's the parent company over ESPN and ABC. And they were not happy with me. I can tell, I can say all that and tell this part of the story and still tell you this is one of the best things that ever happened to me. So, yeah, Sam Ponder being outspoken. People telling her, you should move. That's instead of addressing the issue directly. How about not having biological boys playing in girls' sports? Why is that difficult for some to comprehend? It's the logical choice. Mm-hmm. It's logic at work here, not partisanship, not being ugly or mean or, you know, unfair. It's being logical.
It is scary around the country, and I think Minnesota is one of the places that actually pulled it off, where their state Supreme Court, take 6 or 7 judges or whatever, to determine that a dude who is a weightlifter should be able to, you know, compete against the gals because of his rights. So it was not discrimination. And we're seeing this around the country, and it's kind of like, man, if we don't win midterms, you look around the country, and if they're trying to do it state by state by state, they're trying to build this agenda further. They're not giving up on this.
And I don't get it because what do they call it? One of those 80-20 issues or whatever?
Yes.
Well, here's a related story. A muscle-bound man who claims to have transitioned into a woman has been suspended by Swimming Authority World Aquatics and had his women's record stripped because he had refused to undergo gender testing to qualify for competition under the group's transgender inclusion rules. Yeah, I think that the World Aquatics, they were one of the earlier ones to kind of change the criteria and to me made it great clarification. Transgender swimmer Anna Caldez, 47, has refused the test because he claims that the requirement is not medically necessary. Not medically necessary. We're not talking about you going into surgery.
No.
We're trying to determine whether you're, you know, male or female. Chromosomal tests are invasive and expensive procedures. My insurance refuses to cover such a test because it's not medically necessary. No U.S. state requires genetic testing for recreational sports events like these, not even U.S. Master Swimming, the national governing body for recreational adult swimming in the U.S., demands this for any of its events. However, the gender verification testing is required to be eligible to compete according to the governing body of swimming worldwide. Consequently, the organization has handed Caldez a 5-year suspension and stripped him of his previous women's records. And I think is when they stripped him of those records, they made a determination on what he was born with. Thank you very much. Periscope up.
See, it's,
you're not a woman.
You do not need some invasive test to figure these things out.
No.
Just saying, in general, no. It's pretty simple.
He's still upset. I understand and I accept the consequences, but a 5-year suspension is the price I have to pay to protect my most intimate medical information.
It shouldn't be a 5-year suspension. It should be you don't belong here, go away. Not 5 years.
Yeah.
Come on.
Or conform to it. If it means that much to you to swim, then conform to the test. But he knows if he conforms to the test,
right, exactly.
He's probably not going to pass it.
Yep.
And he's going to be not swimming anyway, at least as a woman. He said, for myself and all the women who don't want to undergo invasive testing.
All my sisters. Yeah, right.
Women's sports activist Riley Gaines was shocked by the fact that a person who is so clearly heavily muscled could be allowed to compete among women. Others have noted that since transitioning, Caldez no longer has the same muscle-bound physique that he had before. The Independent Council on Women's Sports has also objected to Caldez competing as a woman. It sent a letter to the U.S. Master Swimming Board insisting that his inclusion violates fair play policies. Yep. They demand prove that he satisfies the World Aquatics rules. See, they're all going to go, I think, to that, what the World Aquatics uses. I mean, who'd have thought that this world we live in now, and people who know what they were born, still trying to fight it, fight it anyway, and say, it doesn't matter what I'm born, this is how I feel. I feel what I am.
But I look at these state Supreme Court judges who are supposed to be intelligent, common sense kind of people with some rationale in their thinking, and you get a whole panel of them to go, yeah, we can't discriminate against this big dude in weightlifting because he wants to lift with the chicks. How does that even happen? That's just messed up.
It's a very common sense, logical kind of an issue.
Yes.
And I don't, it just boggles my mind that people can see it any other way.
No.
They've tried to make it a politically divisive issue, but it's really shouldn't be. Yep. Hey, your top story is the gambling and the fraudulent activities, the cheating and all this that is alleged to have taken place, even involving some members of the NBA. It goes even beyond just some of the athletic events, possibly involve poker playing. And Cash Patel, the director of the FBI, said, and it even goes much deeper than all of this that they are just coming out with now. So this will be interesting as this proceeds at the very time that the World Series is beginning tonight in Toronto as Game 1 begins. Dodgers taking on the Blue Jays at 8 o'clock, and that will happen at the same place, same time tomorrow, also at 8 o'clock. And then they will go to Los Angeles for 3 games if needed there. All right, so some of your top stories of what's going on, and the shutdown continues. It is day 24, and it doesn't look like things are going to come together anytime soon. And
no, it does not.
Chuckie Schumer is not; he won't man up and come back to the table and open up the government. So
Jeffrey's out there spouting stupid stuff that makes no sense.
Yep,
you know, consistency. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Marco Rubio, he's headed for, I don't know if he's there yet or not, but isn't he headed for a meeting with Netanyahu?
Yep.
He's going to Israel. Yep. You got that going on. And Turning Point put together a wooden Charlie Cross. I call it a Charlie Cross, but it's a wooden cross to commemorate and memorialize him.
That's awesome.
So they've done that. And his legacy just continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I saw another thing advertising for the alternative to the Super Bowl halftime.
Right.
But again, I didn't see anybody that said, you know, teased me that they were saying who some of the entertainers are going to be. I couldn't find that.
I'm not seeing an official list yet, no.
Okay.
Still.
So that was kind of a little clickbaitish of somebody.
And you went for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, it's going to be your turn. Yep. Things that make you smile. Even when times are tough, it's kind of like a count your blessings kind of a thing, right? Yep. You can fixate on what's not going well, but you can have some gratitude and appreciate what is going well. So that's your call to action. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So don't be shy. Call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another beautiful day. Welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and really, it is going to be a gorgeous weekend with plenty to do. But for right now, though, it is time for Things That Make You Smile. Call in with upbeat, positive thoughts, and it's brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. And Stephanie, what's making you smile?
Good morning. Probably first, this weather is awesome. And I just found out I'm going to be a grandma for the first time.
Oh,
wow.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah, speaking of that,
yes.
I'm going to go visit my grandson.
Look at you.
On the occasion, actually, of his mom, my daughter's birthday.
Nice.
So heading over to Tampa and looking forward to that. I don't get to see them nearly as often as I'd like.
Right.
Like so many other people deal with the same thing. At least Tampa's not that far.
Well, tomorrow especially going to be a nice day for getting out. I'll be heading over to Oktoberfest at Audi Gainesville. Probably going to stop by the Pumpkin Patch in Gainesville as well, since I'll be there. So
wow, big deal. Hey, if you want to start the morning, you know, fairly early, get out to Butler Plaza for the car show. That's going on 9 to noon.
There you go.
So
plenty to do.
No shortage of things to do. No excuses. Sunshine's good for you. The Smoking Gun, coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Real Clear Politics article details how former President Joe Biden's U.S. Secret Service was steeped in DEI. They noted that Secret Service Director at the time, Kimberly Cheadle, pushed an DEI initiative that was to make the federal government a DEI model for the nation. Well, so they hired an overweight female agent who never passed her physical fitness test. And not only was she retained on staff, she was allowed to moonlight as a plus size model. But when they had her protect Ella Emhoff, Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, they realized, and she still couldn't pass her physical fitness test, that they had to put her in a different division. All right. At Your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.